Virgin Radio. 23 minutes past 2 o'clock. Well, this year, all nurses and midwives, inclusive of newly qualified nurses and midwives, are invited to attend an expo. Attendees are going to have the opportunity to gain information on employment opportunities, pathways, graduate programs and postgraduate study opportunities. Joining me right now is Natalie Mayle, Senior Nursing Officer from the Department of Health WA. Good afternoon to you, Natalie.
Good afternoon, Jenny. How are you?
I'm very, very well. Unfortunately, not the rest of the world at the moment. And you guys working frontline, well, the ones that do, of course, hats off to everybody. And it's been a pretty tough time. So how important is this expo?
It's really important. We would like to see all our prospective nurses and midwives, so our student nurses and midwives, and our already qualified nurses and midwives, to come out and really network and speak with our health service providers and private providers to understand the opportunities, the workforce opportunities and study opportunities that are out there.
So to improve or to gain qualifications in the area that they're in, or are you looking for them to perhaps move to another area in health?
Yeah, so it's really an opportunity for the nurses and midwives, whatever they are doing at this current point in time, if they're seeking to change into another area of specialty, they're looking to move to different health services, or they're looking for postgraduate study opportunities, all that information will be there basically on tap for them when they get there.
What's the situation at the moment, Natalie, as far as newly qualified nurses? Is it going to fill the gap, do you think?
Look, what we have a lot of positions available in WA Health and, of course, in the private sector. And part of the Nursing Expo is one stream, which is our graduate stream, which will cover all the opportunities available in WA Health and in private providers for those graduate programs or those transition to practice programs. And we've had a massive increase in positions available in our public sector for our graduate nurses and midwives.
Yep, very special indeed. Now, let's just look at what the expo is going to feature. What's going to happen?
So we're going to be running an expo-type format where our organisations, so we've got private organisations such as Ramsay Healthcare, St John of God, we've got even got the Royal Flying Doctor Service, all our public health providers, all the major hospitals in WA, including our WA Country Health Service, they will be manning kind of booth-style tables where nurses, graduate nurses, already skilled, qualified nurses and midwives can come along and speak to them, one-on-one about the opportunities, the workforce opportunities that are out there. Mm-hmm. At the same time, we'll be running two presentation rings that will have workforce experts presenting on areas of opportunities in their particular services. So we have a graduate stream and then we have a workforce stream so we can hear about overall the opportunities in each health service.
Yes. Look, it's fantastic, this whole idea, to bring everyone together and to get that information out to them. Is this the first that you've ever had?
We have, in the last couple of years, run what we call a graduate transition to practice, and this is building on that. So it's not just now for graduate nurses and midwives, it's for all nurses and midwives who are seeking and intending to work in WA.
Are you talking about qualified nurses and midwives that can attend, or what about somebody interested in it as a career move? Nothing like that?
For sure.
Okay.
So we've got, it's targeted at student and already qualified, but also those who prospective nursing and midwifery students. So they can, really get a good feel of what nursing and midwifery is all about. And because we'll have the education service providers there, we'll have a Notre Dame University, we've got Edith Cowan University, they'll be able to ask those, tertiary questions on, and we have some TAFEs there too, they'll be able to ask all those questions in relation to study opportunities. So it's really for everyone, and we encourage everyone to bring along their family, friends who they might want to ask questions as well.
Yeah, I was just thinking perhaps young people are just about to finish their, the higher school education areas, and they might be thinking of it as a career. There would be great opportunity for them.
Yeah, fantastic. It's really an invaluable opportunity to meet with health service providers. It will really be the only opportunity that you'll have to have all these people in the one room at the time. At one time.
Well, they've always been valuable. Obviously, our frontline healthcare workers, without a doubt, there's no, you know, you've always been unsung heroes, but by gee, do we all need you now? That's for sure.
Yeah.
Now, couldn't have thought of a better time for it to all happen. So, with it COVID-19 impacting a lot of our upcoming events, you're looking to have it in February. What do you think you need to do? Going to have what sort of measures in place?
So first and foremost, it's what we call a hybrid event. So those people who are unable to, for whatever reason, they may not be in Perth or they may be unwell at home, all the presentations will be live streamed. So you'll be able to go on and listen to the presentations as they happen, and you'll be able to ask questions. So it's really up to the individuals whether they want to come in person. Obviously, they won't have the opportunity, those people who are online, to be able to meet in person with health service providers, but they'll certainly be able to ask questions from the presentations online. Mm-hmm. So it's just dependent upon, what your capability on the day is. We'll also have all the standard, COVID regulations in place, mask wearing, contact registry, proof of COVID vaccination. So it'll be a COVID safe event.
Yeah, well, that's very reassuring. I'm quite sure you wouldn't have open slather being involved with what you're doing. This is fantastic. So just if you could give us the finer details, or maybe a website if that's what you have, we have access to.
Yes, so it's the WA Nursing and Midwifery Expo, and it's being held at the Perth Convention Exhibition Centre on Friday, February 11th from 9 to 5. So it's a free event. There's no payment necessary. However, you do need to register, and you'll need to go online. If you go onto the WA Health website, it's easier just to Google WA Nursing and Midwifery Expo, and that will take you straight to our dedicated webpage, where you'll find all the information about what's on offer and how to register. And you register there, and then that will give you the information on where to attend on the day.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Just to reinforce the website to go to, the WA Nursing and Midwifery Expo, correct?
Yes. Okay. So if you Google that, WA Nursing and Midwifery Expo, that should be the first thing that comes up.
Okay.
I could give you the WA Health one, but then there's a lot to go through.
No, that's good. Everyone listening at the moment, if they've got children or grandchildren that are thinking this as a future, and I'm sure, nursing is going to be very much in demand for a very, very long time. And we thank you all for everything that you do, Natalie. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Jenny.
Thank you. That's Natalie Mayle, Senior Nursing Officer, the Department of Health, WA.
100.1 FM, Curtain Radio.